30 years ago, I worked for the publisher and owner of a family-owned newspaper in Ohio, a somewhat crotchety gentleman in his early 70s, whom I came to know pretty well. He told me once that his general manager wanted to make a bunch of changes and layoffs that could double his profit margin. He wasn't having any of it. "We try to pay our people well, in good times and bad," he told me. He was proud that he'd never had to lay off workers. "This business isn't about greed," he said. He was a millionaire, but one without extravagant taste. If he got back an 8-10% return, that was good enough. He's been dead a long time now, and the publishing world has changed. Newspapers are in free fall thanks to our changing lifestyle and the Internet. Most papers are now owned by large, publicly traded companies, which are all about maximization of profits. The result is being played out right now in Detroit. 25 years ago, the news and free press were locked in the most competitive struggle in the nation. They circulated statewide and together sold more than 1.3 million papers a day. Today, they are shadows of their former selves. Their combined circulation is less than a third of what it was. They charge more for thinner papers with smaller staffs and only offer home delivery 2 or 3 days a week. The Gannett Company, the nation's largest newspaper chain, owns the free press and effectively controls the news thanks to a one-sided joint operating agreement. Gannett is doing well. Last week, it posted a 37% increase in quarterly earnings. Newspaper revenue was down, true, and most of the increase in profits was due to better broadcast and digital performance. But according to the Associated Press, revenue from Gannett's 80 newspapers still accounts for almost 90% of their total. This month, contracts at Detroit's newspapers are expiring, and here's what the company says is its final offer to its workers. They're demanding a 12% wage cut, followed by a wage freeze for 2 years. So, if you were making $1,000 a week, that'll be cut to $880 for the same work. What's more, workers will have to pay more for health care and perhaps get less coverage. After weeks of negotiation, the company is refusing to budge. The unions have scheduled a ratification vote for Halloween. In the old days, something like this would have almost guaranteed a strike. But don't expect one now. The unions went on strike 15 years ago, when they were much larger and stronger, but were badly beaten. What will happen is that these papers are likely to get even weaker. Good people will leave for other professions, if not other jobs in journalism. One solid 30-year veteran journalist told me she'll retire before working under such a contract. The real losers, of course, will be the citizens. Newspapers are still the only media that can cover communities on a daily basis. Now, there's bound to be less of that, and I don't see how that can be good for democracy.